Being joined right now on Radio On the Go News by Matthew Clausen. He is one of the organizing leaders for the AP Area Feed My Starving Children organization. And Matthew, thanks for taking a little bit of time here today. I know you guys have an event going on this weekend here at Bethel Reformed Church. Before we talk about that, if you could just give a little background on this organization, understand you got people from several area churches involved with this.
So we kind of started this a handful of years ago when somebody had the idea to bring the Feed My Starving Children mobile pack to our area, and it just so happened to work out that the one that was occurring in Allison, they decided not to do that anymore, and so we kind of started it, and we've slowly grown it to a handful of churches, and now we have some people in a church in Wellsburg partnering with us. And so it's grown to be a great thing just for the community. It's not just church people. I mean, anybody can volunteer. So it's gotten very big. And so we're very excited to have it again this weekend.
Yeah, and so a packing event here this weekend at Bethel Reformed Church. Just tell me a little bit about what's going to be taking place there, the impact that people will be making when they take part in this event.
And each session will be around 100 people. Actually, we have the AP middle schoolers get to come out and do it on Friday. But our goal for the whole weekend, we're going to shoot for around 108,000 meals packed. Those will be sent all over to different partners of Feed My Starving Children. We'll be looking at about 500 people, and we're looking to pack about 108,000 meals.
All right, and as far as once people get in there, what can they expect, like when it comes to the packing and stuff like that? You're going to have a bunch of instructions for them, or what's all going to be taking place there?
Yeah, so when they come in, they'll check in, and the Feed My Starving Children staff will give a brief info or introduction and kind of give some instructions. You'll see a video on how it works, and then we'll send you all back into the multi-purpose room where we'll have all the stations set up. And so there'll be about roughly 10 people to a station, and that's where you will measure out the ingredients, put them in a bag, someone will seal them, and then they'll put them in a box, and then we'll put them on pallets. But it's a fun, we'll play some music, there'll be people yelling and cheering when they get boxes full, and so it's a fun atmosphere. We can have kids down as little as 5 years old, and if older people that maybe can't stand, there will be some sit-down jobs putting labels on bags. So it's really a thing for anyone.
All right, and if people are interested in participating in this, do you got to sign up, or can you just show up? What does that look like?
It's beneficial if you sign up. If you get on Feed My Starving Children's website, you can look up our event out here at Bethel, or we do have a Facebook page, AP Feed My Starving Children. And so there's a link to signups on there. I don't think any of them are full, so we're not going to turn you away. But there'll be one Friday night session, Saturday morning, and then a Saturday afternoon. And if people want to come help set up, clean up, we're always looking for people to do that too.
All right, and what are going to be the times for these?
So Friday night is, 6:30 to 8:30, and then Saturday morning is 9:30 to 11:30, I believe, and 12:30 to 2:30.
All right, and if people aren't available to help out this coming weekend, do you guys have any future events planned, or what's that looking like right now?
So I know we've done some advertising with you guys before. We do our hamburger supper throughout the summer, so we'll have one coming up here in March. I don't know the dates right off the top of my head. And then we'll have one in April. And then you can look for those throughout the summer. All that information is also on our Facebook page.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about this event or anything else about the organization before we wrap up here today?
No, I don't think so. I just would like to thank everybody that supports us. It takes a lot of money to put this on, and so we definitely can't do it without, generous donations of people and churches and area groups. We just invite all of you that have supported us to come out and see the impact firsthand.